Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
And now to our look at conditions on the land. Where in Northland, north of Dargaville, it's very dry, compounded by last year's drought and having not quite recovered from that. The bull farmer we called says her bulls are heading to the works a little bit lighter than usual and prices are back, but still okay. Northland's first dog trial for the season is on tomorrow at a neighbour's farm. There hasn't been one for 2 years because of COVID. 100 dogs are expected. Pukekohe has had another week of fine warm weather, perfect for drying and harvesting onions. For growers producing other vegetables, it's relentless work applying irrigation. With soil cracking open, the potato tuber moth is bound to be inflicting damage on developing spuds.
South Waikato has had magic weather, if you've been on holiday. The grass is getting a bit crispy, though. Cows have more feed ahead of them than on farms in the north of the region, but they're starting to struggle in the heat. Summer weekends have seen lots of boats on the hydro lakes. In the Bay of Plenty, the avocado harvest is very close to the end. A number of small pack houses have closed and there's just a late tail of supply, mainly heading to Australia, where the market's been reasonably buoyant. A grower and packhouse owner who's been in the business almost 40 years says this season trees produced the smallest fruit he's ever known. He says that's the result of two winter droughts and last year's biting summer drought. The fruit's tasting great at the moment. It always does at the end of the season when it's mature and buttery. He says the local market will be well supplied, possibly until May. People have been harvesting any larger fruit, which will leave smaller fruit on the trees to size up.
Taranaki had a cool wind on Friday, but the sun was shining and the grass growing. Milk production is surging ahead of last year. Across to the Gisborne region and from Tolaga Bay north, it's particularly dry. Generally, people are nervous about buying in stock after last year's drought, as they're not sure what the rest of summer will deliver. The man who set up the Surfing for Farmers program says it's gone nuts across the country. Stephen Thompson says it's now taking place on 16 beaches from Whangarei to Southland. Last week, 306 farmers took the opportunity to get off the farm and into the water.
Hawke's Bay's stone fruit harvest is winding down. There are some incredibly good nectarines around at the moment. Golden queens are yet to come off. Not that there are many of them anymore. The crop's about a quarter of what it was 20 years ago. Early apples are being picked, even some royal gala. The season seems to get earlier and earlier. The consultant we spoke to says in 1994 there was a big hailstorm on March the 3rd. He had to assess the crop and none of the royal gala had been picked. He says if you went looking for it on March the 3rd these days, there wouldn't be many left on the trees. In Wairarapa, a bit of drizzle was cooling things down on Friday morning. The ground's pretty hard, stock are looking good and processing plants are going full bore.
Rangatike farmers have been enjoying a really settled spell and have been able to get onto the thistles and into the shearing shed. Feed's disappearing, as expected at this time of year. Lambs have been heading off to the works. 19-kilogram lambs are fetching just under $120, which isn't quite as good as hoped, but is still not too shabby. Huge amounts of silage and hay are being made in Horo Whenua. It's becoming dry, but farmers are in a good position with all that feed in hand. Outdoor strawberry growers have finished for the season, but strawberries grown in tunnels will keep going until May or June. There's still a very small amount of asparagus floating around the country. It's coming from a farm at Mangaweka.
To Te Waipounamu now, and in Nelson, where level one water restrictions are in place on the Waimea Plains, conditions continue to get drier. With picking starting on early apples and pears next week, many growers are seeking labour for harvesting and running the sheds. The clean-up after the Boxing Day hailstorm continues for the apple, hops, kiwifruit and berry crops. 60% of the region's kiwifruit gold crop was destroyed, equating to 2.1 million trays. 40% of the Hayward variety has been lost, so about 400,000 trays. Outside the hail-hit areas, fruit quality and size is looking good. Marlborough's very dry, but that's normal for early February. It's a quiet time of the year for hill farmers, with sheep on rotation and cows and calves following behind doing the cleaning up. Our contact says the main thing is making sure stock have plenty of water and shade. In vineyards, Pinot Noir grapes are in the veraison stage, the beginning of ripening, and Sauvignon Blanc grapes are not far behind. Most growers are looking at a low tonnage this year, some down as much as 30%.
A West Coast farmer up the Grey Valley says he's pleased the ground is drying out after a lot of rain last week, and having the sun out has been a boost for man and beast. Farmers have been busy cultivating paddocks and weed-spraying swede and fodder beet crops. Cows are trundling along okay, but he says milk production's back a bit on last season. In Canterbury, it feels like autumn has arrived, with cooler temperatures and damp, dewy mornings. Great for growing grass, but not so good for harvesting crops. Drying facilities for grain and seed are going to be in high demand this year if this weather remains. A farmer says he's just sold his wool from shearing at Christmas time, $1 per kilogram for mainline ewe fleece, which is, sadly, well below the cost of production.
South Otago's been warm, sunny and dry. The last time it rained was about 10 days ago and caused flooding on the Taieri Plains. So this week, tractors have been out regrassing damaged paddocks. Most crops are in and people are busy making baleage and silage. A dairy farmer at Balcluth has just finished six-week in-calf pregnancy testing. She says the result is a pleasing 74%. Milk production's average this season, though, as keeping pasture quality up has been a challenge. There are lots of bales of winter crops lining paddocks around Southland, so farmers are looking pretty for winter. Our contact at Winton says while there's a good bed of feed, he's hoping his lambs can add some extra weight before they go to the works. An extra 2 kilos will put another $10 or so in the back pocket. Dairy-wise, some herds are being put onto 16-hour milking from twice a day. This takes the pressure off staff and means the cows don't have to do so much walking.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.